Well, good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
And welcome to this service here at Unity Center of Light in Bowie, Maryland. I'm Reverend Millage Mosby.
And I'm Pamela Mosby.
We look forward to bringing you this service today. Hopefully you are taking advantage of either being in our in-person service. The first Sunday of every month, we have an in-person service and a combination Zoom. So if you're sitting in person, you can see the Zoom folks. And the Zoom folks can see everybody who's in person. So hopefully you're in one of those two modalities. We look forward to bringing you this service today. If you're just watching this on YouTube and you're not part of one of those two services and you find this to be inspiring, we ask you to support Unity Center of Light in the many ways that you can do so. If you're on YouTube, you can just click the Show More button right below. And you can see the ways that you can support us. And we are very grateful for all of your donations. Also, if you like this service today, leave a comment. Click the like button. We always appreciate that. But right now, we're going to get...
Is that the more button?
No, it's the...
It's the like? Oh, the like, yes. Yeah. Yes, right.
But right now, we're going to get started with Pamela.
Okay, thank you. Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Unity Center of Light, a spiritual community that nurtures the growth of all who are seeking to develop the potential of their spirit, mind, and body. Please join me as we affirm our mission and foundation statements together. Let's begin with the mission statement together. The mission of Unity Center of Light is to empower individuals to express their indwelling divine potential. We teach there is a power within each of us, far greater than anything that exists outside of us. Now let's affirm our foundation statement. There is only one power and one presence active in my life and affairs, God the good, omnipotent. Amen. And now we will have the daily word reading for today, Sunday, September the 4th. The key word is ease, and the affirmation is, beholding God in every circumstance helps me know ease. It's easy for me to find God in the glory of a sunrise and in the laughter of children, and to feel God's love as I get together with friends or family. Wherever there is wonder, joy, or fellowship, God is surely present. I remember that God is just as surely present when my responsibilities feel overwhelming, when conflict arises in a relationship, or when it feels as though there isn't enough of what I need. If I begin to feel tense, fearful, or frustrated, I remember the wisdom, love, understanding, and strength, all of the divine qualities that live within me, are ready to help me handle any challenge. Assured by my awareness of God's presence, I move with ease and grace through whatever this day brings. And the scripture reading is taken from Proverbs 1:33, and it reads, those who listen to me will be secure and will live at ease without dread of disaster. Amen. And now we will have the Sunday message with Reverend Butch.
Thank you, hon. So welcome to those who are in person with us today, and welcome to those who are on Zoom in our hybrid service that we're doing today. So we're taking a journey through the Aramaic prayer of Jesus. Okay, and the source from this comes from Rocco Errico's book. I always get his name mixed up when I say Errico Rocco. But anyway, we're taking this journey, and we're going to do something a little different today, and this is in preparation for World Day of Prayer that's coming up this week. We're going to be going through a metaphysical interpretation of each line of the Lord's Prayer, which is the Aramaic prayer that was taught by Jesus. Now, I will speak a verse of the prayer, and then using Rocco Errico's book, which is Setting a Trap for God, we will explore the original Aramaic meaning of that verse. And then I'm going to invite you, all of us, on Zoom and in person to recite an affirmative meditation together to help us solidify the meaning and purpose of the prayer in our consciousness. So all of us have some work to do, right? Not just a matter of sitting here today, but I want you to be involved as we read those different affirmations out loud. So In the Lord's Prayer, there are seven prayers or seven attunements. Not atonements, but attunements. Now, the word attunement means to bring our spirit, soul, mind, and body into a perfect, harmonious relationship with God. I'm going to be saying that quite a bit through the talk. So it's the same idea as the prayer that we do, that Father, into that your hands, I commit my spirit, soul, mind, and body. The same idea. Now, most prayers are typically self-centered, meaning they're based on what we believe we need God to do for us or give to us so that we can be happy. The Lord's Prayer, however, is a completely God-centered prayer. So when you pray, Father, into thy hands I commit, it is not about you. It is about you relinquishing you for the sake of being completely open and available to become attuned or harmonized with God. Okay? So the author of the book, The Secret According to Jesus, The Secret According to Jesus, written by Edward Townley, T-O-W-N-L-E-Y. He explains, this prayer, the Lord's Prayer, begins and ends with the conscious understanding that God does not have what we want, but rather God is what we want. Okay? So when we say our Father, the beginning of the Lord's Prayer, this is very significant. The use of the term Father by Jesus was designed to break down the barrier that separates God mind from the perceptions of human mind, thus removing the notion that we are separate and apart from God. So with this prayer, Jesus was teaching us that we each have a direct personal connection with God. And as Jesus expressed it, I and the Father are one. Okay? Now, Dr. Rocco Errico, he explains this. He says, thus we proclaim and profess.
Confess.
Thank you, hon. Through the opening line of the Lord's Prayer, our union with God and with each other, with whom we are all children of God. This is God's way. This is the way of our divine Father who is everywhere present. Okay? So, now, we're going to affirm together. This is going to be our first one. You know, Zoom people, in-person people, please. I'm going to put up the slide, and we're going to affirm this first, really not the first attunement. Let me take it back. It's the opening attunement, okay? And we're going to do this together. So, together. I am one with the power of God that dwells within me. My Father, my true source, is the indwelling presence and power of God. There is no presence, no separation, no other in my life. There is only God expressing as me in this day. Amen. All right. Now, the next line is, and that was very good, everybody. Okay. So the next line is, who art in heaven? So Jesus was quite clear on this subject that the power and presence of God is eternally within us. So to emphasize this, we read in Luke 17:21 that Jesus said, the kingdom of God does not come with observations, for indeed, the kingdom of God is within you. Okay, that's good, Luke 17:21. But Robert Browning says, we are here to know that the kingdom of God is within us so that we can release into our lives its imprisoned splendor. Okay, now, Dr. Errico calls his first sentence, our Father who art in heaven, the first attunement. Meaning, here it comes again, that which brings our spirit, soul, mind, and body into perfect, harmonious relationship with God. So, now let's affirm together the first attunement. Okay, so everybody together. I dedicate this day, the kingdom of heaven everywhere in my life. Every choice I make today will reflect the presence of God within me. Thank you, God, for the energy of love and gentle reminders that will help this day move me towards the kingdom of heaven consciousness. Amen. All right. So now, the next line is hallowed be thy name, all right? So a metaphysical interpretation of these words is, and many of us know this, instead of hallowed be thy name, metaphysically means wholeness is thy nature. So to pray wholeness is thy nature teaches us that in reality, all there is God. And because wholeness is God's nature, and God's nature is indivisible, it means we cannot be separated from God. So another way of looking at this line is, holy is thy name, meaning the very thought of God will invoke healing in your mind, body, and affairs. Let me say that again. Wholeness is thy name, meaning the very thought of God will invoke healing in your mind, body, and affairs. That's very important for us to grasp that point. So Dr. Bernard Brandon Scott, he's a professor of the New Testament studies at St. Menard School of Theology. He explains this. He says, hallowed is the name that encompasses all within it. That which is hallowed is indivisible. Praying the hallowed name of God awakens us to realize God as our Heavenly Father, meaning the source of our very being. And so we are all called to begin our prayers by appreciating the loving presence of God within us as a power that releases and expresses wholeness in our mind, body, life, and affairs. And so we do this every time when we speak forth the hallowed name of God. And that hallowed name of God is I Am. So hallowed be thy name is the second attunement. Here it is again, meaning that which brings our spirit, soul, mind, and body into perfect, harmonious relationship with God. So let's affirm the second attunement together, all right? So today I will honor the power of God's presence within me. And I will choose carefully how I use the hallowed name. I do not choose to connect the I Am that represents God in me with any ideas of lack, limitation, weakness, or negative energy. Any statement that I begin with I Am, I will complete with words of love, gratitude, and empowerment. Thank you, God. Amen. All right. So, the next line is, thy kingdom come. Now, in reading through all of the interpretations of the Aramaic, the Greek, and the Hebrew meaning of kingdom, in the final analysis, kingdom refers to God's presence in our lives. So when we pray, thy kingdom come, we're asking for God to be involved in our lives. So thy kingdom come, we're saying, God, please be involved in our lives as divine guidance that will help us harmoniously negotiate the many things that happen in our lives. However, it is important to realize that God's involvement in our lives can be so subtle that sometimes it makes it hard to detect that we are already receiving the divine guidance that we need, okay? So you mean the secret voice of the Most High. So you could be getting that divine guidance, but if your mind is so attuned to what is happening outside of you, you're not aware of what is happening through God within you. So thy kingdom come, this verse, thy kingdom come, is an affirmative prayer. Thy kingdom come is an affirmative prayer. It is our effort to call into consciousness the awareness of God's presence in our lives. So instead of begging God to supply our needs, we are simply affirming that it has already been done. So thy kingdom come is the third attunement, meaning that which brings our spirit, soul, mind, and body into perfect, harmonious relationship with God. So let's all together, all right, affirm the third attunement, which is, because I remember the truth of my oneness with God, the kingdom of heaven lives in my consciousness today. I give thanks in advance for every opportunity the day will bring to demonstrate my awareness of God within me and to bring the kingdom into expression around me. Thank you, God. Amen. All right? So, the next line, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Okay? Now, according to Dr. Errico, the literal translation of this verse from Aramaic to English is, let your wish or desire be as it is throughout the universe, also on earth. Okay, let your wish or desire be as it is throughout the universe, also on earth. Now, usually we think of the word will as something that is willful, something that is forced upon us. Thy will be done, okay? But in this case, in Aramaic, the words for will are wish, desire, delight, pleasure. So when we understand the will of God as God's desire for a pleasurable life for us, thy will be done takes on a completely different and much clearer meaning. Okay? So as it is recorded in Luke 12:32, fear not, little flock, because it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. It's the same idea. Okay? So thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven is the fourth attunement, meaning that which brings our spirit, soul, mind, and body into a perfect, harmonious relationship with God. So let's affirm together the fourth attunement. Say this with me. So today, through all the challenges, lessons, and opportunities of the day, I will remember always to affirm, thy will be done. I will express the Spirit of God within me in each choice, each challenge that the day may bring. This is my agreement with the power of God to bring the perfection of heaven into my earthly life. Thank you, God, for each opportunity to express your will on earth. Amen. Okay. So, the next line is, give us this day our daily bread. Now, there's the obvious meaning of bread as food, okay? But symbolically, bread also represents ideas and prosperity, or if you like, ideas of prosperity. In other words, we're asking God to provide us with ideas so that we will prosper. Give us this day our daily bread. Give us this day the ideas, the divine ideas I need to get through this day. Okay? And in addition, in Aramaic, bread also refers to teaching and understanding. So we're asking God to teach us and give us understanding of our life, of ourselves, and of each other, okay? As well as an insight into what is occurring in our lives on a daily basis. So give us this day our daily bread. There's stuff going on in your life, and you're asking for insight as to why this particular thing is going on, okay? So Jesus spoke to this when he was being tempted in the desert. He repudiated the first temptation with the words we find in Matthew 4:4. It says, Jesus said, it is written that one does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. And these words were not, Jesus was not the first one to say them. They were first said by Moses, which is recorded in Deuteronomy 8:3. Moses also said, human beings cannot live by bread alone, but by everything that comes out of the mouth of Yahweh does a human being live. Okay. So it is our job to mentally and emotionally accept our daily bread of abundance, love, guidance, and perfect health that are our gifts from God. So our daily bread comes in those forms. Now these attributes of our daily bread, by virtue of the oneness, our oneness with God, is how we receive them. So the more you're in tune with this idea that God is working in your life, the more your daily bread comes to you in the form in which you actually need it. So when we truly know this, we will claim our inheritance and the spiritual nourishment and the power it represents. This is, you know, when you really begin to understand what this is all about, it really has an incredible impact on you, how powerful this prayer is. So, give us this day our daily bread is the fifth attunement. Again, meaning that which brings our spirit, soul, mind, and body into a perfect, harmonious relationship with God. So let's affirm together this fifth attunement. Today, I will be alert and grateful as I recognize the many ways in which I am fed by Spirit. I am now and always nourished by the indwelling presence of God, and I welcome each opportunity this day will bring to feed and nourish others through words of love, respect, and appreciation. Thank you, God. Amen. Okay. So now, the next line is, forgive us our debts as we have also forgiven our debtors. Now again, according to Rocco Errico, another way to translate this verse from the Aramaic is, free us from our offenses as we also have freed our offenders. Okay, now, this is a two-way street, okay? Because not only do we want to be freed from the consequences of our sins or whatever we've done, but we must be willing to first free, meaning forgive, those whom we feel have offended us. And whereas we're, you know, we're quick to ask for forgiveness, we're not always so quick to forgive others. Okay? So spiritually speaking, a consciousness of debt, now listen to this, a consciousness of debt is a consciousness of resentment and victimization. So if you're holding something over somebody, okay, you have that way of holding it is creating within you a consciousness of resentment and victimization. And when we feel others owe us an apology or somehow they need to make amends for something they've done to us, and I understand, I'm, you know, being human, we all have experienced this. But when we're holding that, we can actually feel paralyzed by this debt that we hold over others. So even though we can legitimize and rationalize why this person needs to, you know, do for us whatever it is we think it needs, but tell us we're either sorry or, you know, reconcile somehow what they've done, by us holding that debt, we are being paralyzed by that debt that we are holding over others. And that's powerful when you think about it, okay? So we can be of no help, and listen to this, we can be of no help in the work of creating the kingdom of heaven consciousness within as long as we feel mentally, emotionally, spiritually paralyzed, waiting for others to pay the debt we feel they owe us. However, forgiveness revitalizes our hearts and emotions, okay? It releases any tensions and bondage that we that may plague our mind and soul, okay? So this whole idea of forgiveness, there's a whole lot to, you know, clear our inner dynamics. And through forgiveness, we release others. And as we release them, as we already know, we also release ourselves. So through forgiveness, we live in self-compassion and self-acceptance. And knowing this vital truth, we live in divine contentment. And I, you know, just think about that. We will always be forgiven our debts as long as we keep our channel of forgiveness open and clear of any sense that anyone owes us anything. So forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors. That is the sixth attunement, meaning that which brings our spirit, soul, mind, and body into a perfect, harmonious relationship with God. So let's together affirm the sixth attunement. So today I affirm that mine is a life of perfect abundance because the presence of God flows through me. I erase every sense of lack from my life, and I dissolve every resentment against others whom I wrongly perceive to be blocking my good. As I forgive myself and others, I feel God's love filling my being and overflowing into all my life. Thank you, God. Amen. All right. So the next line in this Aramaic prayer from Jesus is, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Now, all metaphysical Christians have difficulty with this verse, feeling God would never lead us into temptation. However, a more accurate interpretation of the original Aramaic that it was written in is, do not let us enter into temptation, but deliver us from error. Okay? Now, further interpretation boils it down to, keep me out of trouble, God, okay? Or prevent me from entering into harmful circumstances. That's a simplistic understanding of it. We're just asking God to keep us out of trouble, right? And keep us from entering into harmful circumstances. So it's important for us to note that God will never lead anyone into temptation, nor will God tempt anyone, okay? And we know that God is light, life, and love. That's how we think of God, is light, life, and love. So if that's true, how can light lead us into darkness? Okay. So the epistle by the apostle James explains in James 1:13-14. When someone is tempted, don't say that he is tempted by God, because God does not tempt anyone. But each one is tempted by his or her own desire. We covet, and then we are seduced by what we are coveting. So as we pray this verse of the Lord's Prayer, we awaken and call upon our inner spiritual forces, asking them to continuously guide us. And we open ourselves to God's counsel. Okay? And by so doing, we avoid making mistakes and bring greater happiness into ourselves, to ourselves and to others. Right? So this idea, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil, that is the seventh attunement, meaning that which brings our spirit, soul, mind, and body into a perfect, harmonious relationship with God. So let's all together, Zoom and in person, affirm this seventh attunement together. Today I feel the power of God within me, lovingly leading me away from all temptation. I am delivered from all thoughts and impulses based on ignorance of my spiritual purpose and power. I am one with God, an instrument of love and forgiveness in every situation. My life is whole and perfect, and the kingdom of heaven is expressing through me now. Thank you, God. Amen. Okay. So the last line of this wonderful prayer is, for thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. And Pam and I had a discussion about the ever and ever, but many of you probably have heard the Lord's Prayer ended with that, you know, the glory forever and ever. Amen. Now, this is really important. The Aramaic, the term amen in Aramaic means sealed in faithfulness. Okay? So this verse could also be read as, for yours are the kingdom. Now, that may not sound grammatically correct, but that's the Aramaic translation. For yours are the kingdom, the counsel, the energy, the song, and the praise throughout all the ages. And this is sealed in faithfulness. Okay? So this is the final attunement, meaning that which brings our mind, body, soul, and spirit into a perfect, harmonious relationship with God. This is the final meditation, okay? So let's affirm this final attunement together as we prepare for Pamela's meditation. And it says, I spend this day appreciating God as the energy of all life, expressing everywhere. The abundance in my life is God's kingdom and expression. The love and creativity in my life are God's power and expression. The beauty and joy in my life are God's glory and expression. I am one with all that God is, and I am so grateful. Thank you, God. Now, let us all together say amen, meaning we are sealed in faithfulness. And so it is. Amen. And now we will have our meditation with Pamela.
And so in this time of meditation, we invite you to still your mind as best you can, quiet your heart, and open your spirit to the truth within. Take in a deep cleansing breath and just hold for a moment. And then breathe out slowly, consciously slowing your breathing with each breath. Now please take the following words as your very own. My body becomes more relaxed and my mind becomes clearer and more focused. I renew my mind and I am transformed. I claim my divine identity and acknowledge my oneness with God. All that God is, I am. Perfect peace fills my heart as I rest in this truth. Limiting thoughts that may be perhaps familiar, even comforting, no longer have power over me. I turn my attention from any negative or distracting energies and focus on new potential and unlimited possibilities. Embracing the work of inner change, I am transformed. I am a spiritual being with great power and great responsibility. With courage and confidence, I step into a new way of thinking and a new way of being. Divine wisdom, power, and order are made real as I choose thoughts, words, and actions that bring forth only good. I am transformed. My mind is renewed, and I live the highest truth of perfect, harmonizing, unifying love for myself and all people. It is now time to move our minds and hearts deep into that secret place of the Most High. So without the sound of my voice, you may pray, receive answers to your prayers, or be still in the next few holy moments. And now, Unity Family, this sacred truth inside, which is spirit, takes hold deep within you and gently brings your attention to this now moment. We join you in affirming your transformation and your divine identity. We say thank you for all answered prayers in the name and nature of Jesus the Christ, and so it is and forever shall be. Amen.
So this is the time we open our hearts and minds to allow some of the treasure that flows into our personal lives to flow into our spiritual home. And just to share with you that we are so grateful for all of the wonderful blessings that are continuously pouring into Unity Center of Light. And we give thanks for every donation that you send. So at this time, we ask you to hold your offering in your hand, in your mind, in your spirit, in your soul. But we know that many of you give automatically through debits and so forth, and so still hold that offering in your hand, in your mind, in your spirit, in your soul as we say our offering blessing together. We bless and give thanks for these tithes and offerings as they go forth to continue the healing, loving work being done through the Unity Center of Light. Amen. Amen. And now you have light notes.
Yes. Light notes for today, Sunday, September the 4th. The Book Light Book Club is meeting next Sunday, which is September the 11th at 1 to 3. The Zoom link is in your newsletter. They're discussing the book, Dying to Be Me, by Anita Morjani. World Day of Prayer is September 7th to the 8th. You may watch online to see Unity Headquarters keeping the high watch for World Day of Prayer. The link is in your e-newsletter. And you can also join us at the center at 1 p.m. for a healing prayer circle with Chanel Smith and Sherry Lumpkin. On Sunday, September the 11th, join us at 10:30 a.m. to hear Michelle Sinegal speak. Her talk title is Imbue Your Life with Prayer. On Saturday, October the 8th, the Women of Unity will once again come together for a late potluck lunch at the Unity office at the Ken Hill Center. We will meet at 2:30 p.m. I'm working on a theme for that day, and we'll let you know what it will be. I look forward to hearing from you as to your availability that day. Online discussion group on Wednesday evenings returns with a short series based on the booklet, In the Flow of Healing. We have the book for you today available for those that are going to be those that are attending us in service, and you can purchase that book if you would like to join the group. And then our final announcement is we are so grateful for all those backpacks and supplies that we received. We really appreciate that. Some of them have been delivered, but there are some that need to be delivered. So we are looking for folks to help finally take the rest of them to the schools. So if you're in person today, you can go to the office and pick up one or two and drop them off at the local schools. For this, we are grateful. Thank you. And that's the end of our announcements for today.
All right.
And so now it's time
to
bless the path that we walk this week. So we're going to say this affirmation with passion, zeal, and gusto together. I go forward in the Spirit of the Lord, knowing my way is made easy, joyous, healthy, and prosperous. And I am grateful.
All right. Let's go right to our prayer for protection together.
The light of God surrounds us. I am light. The love of God enfolds us. I am love. The power of God protects us. I am power. The presence of God watches over us. I am presence. Wherever we are, God is. I am divine, and all is well. And that's the truth.
All right. So it's been our pleasure to bring you this service today. And we hope to see you in Zoom or in person. And otherwise, go ahead.
Yes, I'm wishing everybody a happy Labor Day weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Labor Day tomorrow, Monday.
Yeah, a safe.
Safe one.
Safe
yes.
one, right. And typically, I made a remark about being in person or in Zoom, because usually if you watched it all the way through to this point, you were not in the service.
Right.
So... But, you know, we always want to invite you to be part of the service. Right now, we're planning on continuing to have in-person and combination Zoom the first Sunday of each month.
Yes.
Right. So stay tuned for that. But otherwise, have a wonderful week and be safe. Right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.